You're listening to Inspiration Sounds, stories from the heart of the world, the weekly radio show and internet podcast that delivers stories from the pen of Sri Chinmoy. I'm your host, Budsamudra Knox, and it gives me great pleasure to bring to you episode 15, an episode that focuses on a few stories that Sri Chinmoy has written about Alexander the Great, concentrating on his good and noble qualities. Alexander III was born in late July 356 BC in Pella, Macedonia, and is considered as one of the greatest military geniuses in history, single-handedly changing the entire nature of the ancient world in little more than 10 years. Against overwhelming odds, he led his armies to victories across the Persian territories of Asia Minor, Syria, Egypt, and up to western India, without incurring a single defeat. A self-styled, handsome commander with an unflinching belief in his own indestructibility, he was totally driven by his divine ambition of world conquest and the creation of a universal world monarchy. Inspiration Sounds today presents four stories, four snapshots into the diverse and intriguing life of the immortal figure, Alexander the Great. The Old Lady Who Acted in Self-Defense, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. In their march across Asia, Alexander the Great and his soldiers invaded a new country. There they found everything to be lush and prosperous. One village lay right across their path. Alexander's soldiers entered the village and immediately started pillaging everything in sight. One soldier entered into the cottage of an old lady and began threatening her with his weapons. He said, "Give me all your coins and jewels." While he was brandishing his weapons and frightening her, a large gold coin fell out of his tunic. He did not notice that it had dropped to the ground, but the old lady immediately pointed to it and said, "Look, look, that is your own money that you have dropped." The soldier snatched up the coin and said to her, "Now give me all your money." The old lady responded, "I showed you the coin that you dropped. I do not have that kind of money. What little money I have, I keep it in that corner over there." She showed the soldier where to look for her money and he grabbed it. Then he said, "You're a crafty old lady. I am sure you must have some more money hidden somewhere." She said, "All right, I can see it is no use lying to you. I do have a secret hiding place. Come with me and I will show you where I have kept all my savings." The old lady led the soldier outside. In the garden was a deep, empty well. And she said to him, "I have kept my savings under a rock at the bottom of the well. If you go down, you will easily find the bag of coins." The soldier came near the well and bent over to see how deep it was. As he did so, the old lady gave him a mighty push. The soldier was caught off guard and he tumbled down into the well. There he met his death. The soldier's comrades had seen him go inside the cottage, and they were wondering why he did not appear again. They confronted the old lady, and she told them, "I threw him down the well, and he died. He was such a bad fellow. I am not ashamed of what I have done." The soldiers were furious. They seized the old lady and brought her before the emperor. The emperor asked the old lady, "Why did you take my soldier to the well? Did you really have money hidden there?"
"No, I did not have any money there," she said truthfully.
"Then why did you tell a lie?" asked the emperor.
She said, "He was such a bad fellow that I was afraid for my life. He was threatening me with his weapons and forcing me to give him the little money that I had. His own gold coin he dropped. I could have kept quiet, but I showed him where the coin had rolled. Still, he was suspecting me of having more money. So I fooled him. I told him that the money was at the bottom of the well. And when he took a close look inside the well, I pushed him, and he fell to his death.
Are you not repentant now that this man is dead? Asked the emperor.
Yes, replied the old lady. But I feel that bad people should pay their karma. I did not want him to die, but I thought that he should be punished. If he had lived, he would have gone on torturing helpless people like me.
Alexander the Great said, You are right. Now let me give you back all the money that he stole from you. The old lady gratefully accepted some money from the emperor. Now take more money, the emperor said.
More money? She asked.
Yes. I want to reward you because you informed him that he had dropped his own coin. You could easily have kept it for yourself. He didn't even notice that it was missing. So you deserve more.
Alexander gave her a second purse of coins and said,
I assure you that my soldiers will not harass you any more.
Alexander the Great and Alexander the Lazy. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Butsumudra Knox. Alexander the Great had a soldier in his army who was unthinkably lazy. Everybody hated him because he was so dull, and he was always wasting time with his laziness. Unfortunately, he had the same name as Alexander the Great. Many people complained about him to the king.
One day the soldiers brought the lazy Alexander before their king. They said,
This man has the name Alexander. You are our beloved king. You are our supreme emperor. When we say your name, Alexander, we are filled with tremendous love, joy, respect, and inspiration. But when we call him Alexander, all our joy and inspiration go away. Can you not get rid of him?
Alexander the Great said,
Let me give him one more chance.
The king said to the man,
Either be active and dynamic, or I am taking away your name.
You will have to find another name.
The man said,
Oh no, 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 I cannot let this happen.
I cannot allow you to have my name. In every way, you are such a lazy and useless fellow. From now on, you must immediately become active and dynamic. So said Alexander the Great.
To the other's greatest surprise, the man immediately became full of life. His dynamism even surpassed that of all the other soldiers. They could not believe how enthusiastic and dynamic he became. And this was all because Alexander the Great was about to take away his name.
Alexander the Great and the Pirate. Written by Sri Chinmoy. Dramatized by Butsumudra Knox.
There was once a pirate who was notorious to the extreme. He used to sail here and there, plundering small boats and raiding villages along the coastline. He would torture people and then make off with their valuables. It was very difficult for people to resist him because he had all kinds of guns and knives. Everybody was afraid of him.
Nevertheless, there came a time when the people were able to trap this scoundrel and make him their prisoner. They brought him before the mighty emperor, Alexander the Great. It was almost certain that he would be hanged for his misdeeds.
Alexander the Great said to him, Now that we have caught you, are you not ashamed of the life you have led? You must know that you will receive a most severe punishment. Before you are condemned, I would like to give you the chance to ask for forgiveness for all those whom you have injured. I cannot restore their valuables because you have already disposed of them. But if you beg these people to forgive you, I feel it will give them some consolation.
The pirate said,
I do not want to be punished. I do not want to be forgiven. But there is something that I would like to say.
What do you want to say? Asked the emperor.
The pirate looked directly at the emperor and said,
If you feel that I should be ashamed of the life I have led,
Then I want to tell you that you should be infinitely more ashamed of what you are doing.
No one had ever spoken to the emperor in this manner before. He was profoundly shocked and disturbed.
Go on, he said to the prisoner. You and I are doing the same thing. We are leading exactly the same kind of life, only I am doing it in a very small measure. I may rob a few individuals and trading boats here and there, but you are doing it on a wide scale. How many countries you have conquered? How many lives you have needlessly destroyed? How many valuable treasures you and your soldiers have plundered? I tell you, it is you who should be ashamed, not I.
The emperor remained quiet for some time, lost in thought. Then he said,
You have spoken the truth, but for me it will be extremely difficult to change my way of life. In your case, since you are an individual, it will be infinitely easier for you to change. I have decided to give you enough material wealth so that you can give up this life of piracy. You can make a fresh start. I know that I also need the transformation of my nature, but I am starting with you because it will be easier for you to do it. In my case, gradually, I will try, but I fear it will prove too difficult.
This is how Alexander the Great came to free the notorious pirate. The Turning Point, written by Srichan Moy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. 300 years before the birth of Christ, Alexander the Great marched across the Asian subcontinent, conquering all that lay in his path. Eventually, he reached the Indian village of Taxila. As he and his troops swept through the village, they encountered some men sitting directly in the path of the army. They were Digambara monks. Alexander was curious to speak with the monks and learn from them about their way of life. But they refused to speak with him until he came down from his horse, removed his battle armor, and sat down in the dust of the roadside with them. This Alexander did, to the wonder of all his soldiers. By conversing with the ascetics, he became aware of their deep reverence for life, which they expressed through ahimsa. Alexander was humbled by this experience, and he ordered the release of a prominent Indian king whom he had taken captive. He then turned his army around and went back home to his native Greece without making any further conquests. Thank you for listening to Inspiration Sounds. This has been episode 15. Now don't forget, if you're interested, to visit www.srichinmoybooks.com to find out how you can purchase for yourself the books of Srichan Moy. There are many to choose from, written with warmth and insight on the many topics of spirituality. Next week, we have a collection of stories that feature a taxi driver, a grieving son, and a clever poet. And before I go, just a quick thank you on behalf of the team to those who have posted encouraging messages about Inspiration Sounds on the podcast directories. We're very happy that you're enjoying the show. And a heartfelt thank you to Srichan Moy for allowing us to use his stories. So join me next time. I'm Budsamudra. Goodbye for now.